Someone once asked a comedian, a nice woman in her 20s, "What does a man have to do to make you believe that he loves you?" And she goes, "Paint my house." In expressions of love, we sometimes are too attached to the romanticism of sometimes an infantile entertainment with that first blush of feeling and emotion. I got candies, I got roses, I got diamonds, I got property. And we often forget what one young person told me when I was in grammar school. The way I show my parents I love them is by doing homework. By doing homework. The way I show I love my teacher, that I love her or him, is by paying attention. The way I show I love my friends is by keeping my word. Even being on time is an expression of love. This summer, at one of the wedding practices, one of the people asked me, "Father, is 3 o'clock the arrival time or the start time?" I said, "That's the departure time when you're leaving home, but we'll be done by the time you get here." Arriving on time is a sign that I respect you and your time. And so when we think about love, and we sometimes long for the romanticism of it all, we should remind ourselves how many great opportunities there are to show that you love someone and express it as true love. Now, we all know the Greeks had different words for familial love, friendship love, brotherly love. Philadelphia is called the city of brotherly love. So there are many words and different types of love. But sometimes when we long for those romantic times in our life, especially when we are younger, we forget how many beautiful opportunities there are to make life better for someone and to express our love for them by bringing them coffee, by bringing them a book, by calling them up on the phone, I guess even now texting, tweeting, and all that other stuff. It's like a zoo out there in commercial land. But all those little things are still a sign that I love you. And so in meditation today, don't ever think that love is beyond your grasp. Mature and say to yourself, every kindness I show to a person this day will be my way of saying I love them. With billions of people on the planet, there's plenty of time to practice loving people. And romantic love, when and if it comes, will still require it to mature into those little things that say, "I was thinking about you. How do you feel?" "Well, I got a bad throat." But that's my gift to you, preaching swiftly and to the point. Slava Isusu Christu.